Filing taxes is one of those necessary evils, and navigating proper business strategies for the farm during tax season can be a jungle. Marissa Nielsen joins us. She's a business strategist, coach, and speaker. She's also a farm kid from North Dakota. She has some advice for the 2024 tax season.
Anytime you're running a business, the better organized your business can be, the better that business runs. And so the first step is organization. Is do I have all my documents in order? Do I have a way of keeping track of those things? But in addition to that, the second challenge that I would say is just not knowing what questions to even ask their accountant or tax professional. They don't know what to ask. And so I've got 10 questions that you ask every single year that will up-level your game in keeping more of what you make. If we want to fire the worst business partner we all have, if you're an entrepreneur in the United States today, there are two tax systems, one for the informed, one for the uninformed. Both are legal. So the question is, you know, are you able to, with your team, build a team that can create a tax plan and tax strategies that will serve you and your family? It is not how much you make, it is how much you keep that matters. But I would tell you, it's not how much you keep that matters, it's how much you keep and multiply that matters that will make the difference for you and generationally for your operation.
I like your emphasis on team and finding professionals and people skilled, because I don't know if a farmer can walk into H&R Block last minute and say, do my taxes.
It's just really not possible. It's much like you walking into an operating room and you having a ticker problem, right? If you need a heart surgeon today and you need to clean out with a widowmaker, you need to come in with a team. That's tax, legal, risk, wealth management. That's your banking relationships. That's all of those people coming together around you, around that operating room table, to make sure that you get the results you want. And that's to not only walk off that table, but walk out whole and healthy and better when you came in. And yet every single day, this is the question I ask. When's the last time your accountant, attorney, financial advisor, insurance guy, banker, those people all got in the same room and talked about your plan? And I might get one out of every 100 that say, yeah, my team meets annually for me.
So developing that team, seeking out professional help, and being organized. You mentioned you had an organizational list for farmers to follow. Give me a sense of, I guess, some of the advice you have for getting organized and staying organized throughout the year so you're not in a mad dash come April 15th.
Yeah, let me give you a quick hack this year. Go take out your tax return from last year. Go to the section where you do all the depreciation, right? When you take your 179 depreciation list, go to the depreciation on that list. So whether you file a Schedule F or you're filing as a corporation today, like an LLC or a partnership or something like that, take out last year's tax return. Go look at the list of what did you do, and then what did you do differently? Now, there's two parts to this. Part one is take last year and say, what did I do differently this year? And take that into your accountant and say, okay, what strategies can we use this year? Another section that I would give you is Schedule 1, Part 2, Line 16. Schedule 1, Page 2, Line 16. There's a little section there called Qualified Plans. This is where you have the opportunity and the potential to potentially deduct hundreds of thousands of dollars out of your operation on a tax-deductible basis and put those dollars back in places like retirement for your future, dollars that you can call on when you need in the future. And 9 out of 10 guys that I see, 9 out of 10 operations that I see are not maximizing the opportunities there already for them. So on the documents checklist, a few of the items that you might want to just consider is getting your P&L, your profit and loss, your balance sheet, and your last year's tax returns together. Then I would look at that balance sheet and I'd say, what's on that asset list that I did differently from last year to this year? And make a note of that. Make a note of it in your phone. Make some quick hacks like that. And it gives you the opportunity to do those drop-ins. Also, you got to meet with your people before year end.
You want to minimize what you owe. Is that a common issue where farms end up owing the government at the end of the year?
You know, what I find is they're overpaying them, actually. What I found is that they've been so conservative in not knowing what their options were. And just last week, I was visiting with an operation. Now, for 3 years, they've been attending my workshops. And they said, finally, Marissa, we finally went in and we took the advice of getting these things organized, went in, took our tax returns in, went through the questions with our accountant. And they asked, plan A, plan B, plan C. What are my options? Is it just to do pre-buys at year end? Or are there other things that I might be considering as a longer term strategy on how to keep more of what I make? They ended up saving over $50,000 in income tax this year.
$50,000? That's a lot of money.
This is the other part. Are you running a hobby or are you running a business? And so from the business side of this, we get really married to the land and to the life that we get to live, the lifestyle. And I love that because I'm a farm kid. I totally get it. But we have to remember that we're running a business here. And every dime that you give away is one less dime for your future and for your family and for your community that goes elsewhere, that goes elsewhere. So here's the question for you. What am I missing? And is there anything else? What else could I be thinking about, trying, going through that next process, learning about? Because every year the things are changing. 2025, all of the tax laws are changing. So what we've currently enjoyed right now, up until now, with estate tax, all of those rules are changing again in 2025. So unless Congress steps in and extends the current tax law that we have, what is currently $13 million per person is going to go back to be about $5 million per person. So when you start looking at farm operations, add it all up, fair market value of everything you have on a balance sheet and your land and your personal assets and the things that you own outside of the farm, add that up. If that's over $5 million and you pass away past 2025, it's a 40% tax on anything over and above that estate tax number.
Marissa Nielsen taking some time with us. She's a business strategist, coach, and speaker. Also grew up in farming in North Dakota. Her largest recommendation is to educate yourself on the best tax practices and tax laws. She says it helps to have a group of experts behind you. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.